بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. MC said the stories I think we started on stories. Visitor, he went to the mad hospital. He visited everyone. So he's on his way out now. So he met the doctor in charge. So doctor asked, "How was your visit?" So visitor said, "I understood all your patients. Mad. But two patients, they were beyond me. I couldn't understand those two patients." So doctor said, "These two patients." He said, "No, one patient, he was on one end of the room. And all the time he's holding his heart. And he's calling out, Shabnam, Shabnam. And the second patient was on the other end of the room. And he's holding his head. And he's saying, oh no, oh no." So doctor said, "Very simple. These two patients came together. The one who was on the one end holding his heart and saying, Shabnam, Shabnam, he was in love with Shabnam. But Shabnam got married somewhere else. So he lost his head. He went mad. And the other one on the other end of the room, he's holding his head and saying, oh no, he got married to Shabnam." So dunya is such, the world is such. The one who's chasing in and wanting it, he's regretting and he's sad. And the one who's got it and thing is getting more, he's still sad. We must make so much of shukr. Allah Ta'ala has chosen us to come to this madrasa, mashallah, to get the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was in 1998, I was in the first year, and that was the last trip, I think, by Padia Rahmatullah, he made to this madrasa. So I can still remember, I was sitting among the audience. And Bhai Padia Rahmatullahi, he was seated in front. And understand, Bhai Padia Rahmatullahi, Allah Ta'ala accepted him. He brought alive the effort of being in, effort of Tabligh, the foundation, Allah Ta'ala had chosen him for South Africa. So he was not an alim. But now seated in the front, in front of future ulama, future huffaz, the Shaykh al-Hadith of the madrasa, the Mufti of the madrasa, the Asatira. So, Bhai Padia Rahmatullahi's opening lines were too beautiful. He mentioned more or less that the student will only take benefit from the teacher if that student humbles himself in front of the teacher. Otherwise, that teacher can have all the knowledge of deen, and that student can feel otherwise in his heart. He doesn't humble himself, then he deprives himself. So indirectly, Bhai Padia Rahmatullahi gave us that message that, look here, although I'm a layman, but for these few moments, sit here as if, because mashallah, you know a lot. But sit as if you don't know anything. So inshallah, you may learn something. So that aspect of humility, from our student days, if we can just melt ourselves, if we can just become nothing. Because to really survive out there today, you have to be nothing. A person who's managed in his student days to lower himself, drop himself, then mashallah, when he goes out, he's a pleasure to work with. The ummah loves him, and he loves the ummah. But in the student, in his student days, he didn't look after that heart too well. Then it's a problem all the time, all the way. Like one Hibzustal, he was seeing it was the ijtima or the nikahs taking place. So all the grooms are lined up now for the nikahs. The ustaz is telling me, I was signing the nikah book and I saw on the line one of my students. He did hifz by me. So I don't mind, he didn't inform me prior that he's getting married. I don't mind that. But Mulana, he's standing in front of me now. He didn't even have the heart to even raise his head towards me to acknowledge it. You know, I'm your student. So that much of, you know, barrier we create sometimes. So if that student has that degree of arrogance, attitude, where is that student going to ever go? Where is he ever going to go? So that humility, I'm nothing. And then see how everything starts opening. A person is progressing. Maybe what last week, Kari Ismail Desai, Amzinto Madrasa, that was a Kari Sam. So, you are speaking about the students, etc. So I asked Kari Sahib, what the most a student can do? Example, a student is reprimanded, shouted, sent back to learn his lesson, made to stand. What's the most the student can do at that point? Because sometimes you don't realize, I made a mistake as a student and my ustaz corrected me. So more than the mistake I made, what hurts the heart of the ustaz even more is our reaction. What's our face expressing? So Karisa said that lower the head and silent. Lower the head, silent. There shouldn't be, because sometimes, for the whole week after that, that face is pulled up, angry. What are we showing those stars? And we're hurting the heart of those stars. And we don't realize that's like pulling strings of decades in the front of our lives. So that humility in the student is, if I feel nothing of myself, the ustaz can do what he wants. But with open heart I receive it. Because if I'm not taking it now, to work out in the world is going to be very difficult for us. Very difficult. And especially, you know, sometimes you go for mulaqat, you go meet a youngster. And that youngster, what Allah Pak's command is, that youngster is far from deen, but when we go meet the youngster, you know, the way he gives us like dagger looks, that, you know, you the sinner, I'm the angel, why are you coming to meet me? It's like, now a person who doesn't have that degree of humility, automatically his heart will say, look here, I came for your benefit, and you show me this attitude, carry on. But the person whose heart was maimed, he realizes, no. This person is, you know, like the doctor. The more ill the patient is, the more love the doctor shows. The doctor doesn't get angry. Why you got sick? Doesn't shout him. He shows him more mercy, shows him more love. So that humility. An average parent will be going home just now. When you speak to the parents, they only want one thing from us. Not too much. Adab. Don't ever show attitude. It hurts them. And the one verse of the Quran is Majid, أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Your good deeds are cancelled and you don't even know. So under this verse, commentators explain that the frightful end result of disrespect is that Allah Ta'ala causes the person to be deprived of tawfiq, the divine ability to carry out certain good deeds. And if that person doesn't repent in time, doesn't ask forgiveness from the person who he had harmed or showed disrespect to, then that tawfiq continues to be, that person continues to be deprived until eventually the person is deprived of his iman. And then in that case, all his good are cancelled. So to explain this, the explanation was given that a person was very punctual in tahajjud salah, mashallah, and then suddenly there's difficulty and there's no motivation anymore. That enjoyment was there, that's no more there. So many times this is happening now. I showed disrespect to my ustaz, for example, or to my elder. Our Nazim is our elder too. Our Cook Sahib is also our elder. Initially, something I was punctual on, that is leaving my life. Nafl optional is going. Then Sunnat is going. And then Allah Ta'ala said me, Faraz is going. And Allah protect me, my Islam mustn't leave me. So the thing is, while we here still, we're still in the madrasa. We're making mistakes, we made mistakes. We still got everyone around us to ask maaf, ask for forgiveness. See, one is BA, a person who went for his bachelor's, and person gets ME, he wants his master's. And another one also qualifies as CA. Mufti Ibrahim Saleh himself from his Pingal Beach, he says, when you speak of the highest qualifications, what's the highest you can reach? Highest you can reach is HA, where a person humbly accepts. Not just accept. One is, I made a mistake, I say, okay, yeah, I accept. But it's done with attitude. Humbly accept. It's the heart. It's the heart that speaks. Such as the words that come on the tongue. To humbly accept, we are making mistakes. So to humbly accept, please forgive me. Please forgive me. And if from our student days we learn to ask for forgiveness and to humbly accept our mistakes, we'll be sailing all the way through, inshallah. All the way through. Otherwise, from now, if it's just, my way and my way, then we're closing the doors. Closing the doors. On one occasion, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi, he was addressing students of Deen. So he mentioned to the students of Deen, a person's success depends on the establishment of Salah. And the establishment of Salah depends on that khushu, that desired level of devotion, concentration in Salah. And then Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi, he mentioned to the students two ways of bringing that khushu in the Salah. So Mawlana mentioned to the students that you increase that consciousness that Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me. To increase that consciousness, that awareness, that Allah is watching me. And secondly, to create that conviction in the heart, that I am standing before Allah. I am standing before Allah. Allah is watching me. I am standing before Allah. See, this salah is such. All the time, keep it as our thermometer. Because what happens is, as we leave the madrasa, we'll be teaching, we'll be speaking, we'll be doing a lot of khidmat and services of deen. And then sometime we'll be praised and raised. But in reality is, the moment I make Allahu Akbar, everything but Allah at times comes in front of me. So my reality, Allah is watching me. I'm standing in front of my Allah. Mufti Ibrahim Saniji, when he was addressing the students, so he mentioned ilm and amal. Mufti Sahib explained, he said, look, this ilm, this knowledge, when a person is now firm in his knowledge, he's deeply grounded in that knowledge. So now we'll call it yaqeen, conviction. And then when the person is firm in that amal, he's deeply, firmly grounded in that amal, in the action, we'll call that now istiqamat, steadfastness. Otherwise what happens is, I've got all the knowledge, mashallah, but that conviction is not there. So just anything new comes out, it's moving me, it's taking me, it's changing me. My whole thinking went in a different direction. That firmness wasn't there. That yaqeen and conviction is not there. And that amal, that action, that istiqamah, steadfastness, when that's not there, then just about anything out there will move me away from the sunnah, move me away from whatever I'm supposed to be on. So that firmness, that stability. And this 1 year we went through now, the one big lesson we ought to have learned. See, when these type of conditions come on the ummah, the average man out there, if he didn't have an elder above him, from whom he was taking some guidance, then automatically, everything else around became his guidance. And it took him in that whole different direction altogether. If from my student days, I don't have an ustaz above me, I'll respect all my asatiza, closeness to all my asatiza, but naturally, heart takes to one more at times. One that I can open up to more as well. That's important. We need to identify now, okay, which ustaz I can open up to. Because if I don't open up now, and I'm bottling, it's going to hurt me later. It's going to hurt me later in the sense that sometimes it happens, the sheikh is alive, the elder is alive, and the murid, the follower is moving. And then when the elder passed away, after a while you see that follower is just like, what is doing now? What is he doing? Then we realize, wait a minute, those things he was hiding from his elder. Hiding, feeling that if I open up, then I will lose respect. That's never the way to think. Because a person who is hiding and concealing, then it becomes a bigger problem later on to understand how it can build up. This happened maybe well over 10 years ago. His doctor came to me. Now one is Boris and termite. You know, that can eat. But when there's guilt inside, that eats in a different way. So he was eating his doctor. His doctor comes to me, elderly. He tells me, Molana, I have to tell you something. So I said, okay. So he tells me that I had one patient coming to me. She started coming to me as a young girl. Her parents used to bring her to me. Molana, she was too beautiful. She took my heart. And then he's telling me, Molana, she's growing up. And she's still my patient. And the beauty was just increasing. She got married after that, Molana. And then he tells me, what can husband? Hey, she could have got something more handsome than that one. You see, when there's a thief inside, so these things play on the mind. Then he tells me, she was carrying a baby now. And I'm still the doctor. So she was doing her checkups, everything. And one day she came. I did a checkup, nothing extra. And as she was leaving the surgery, all I asked her, I told her that, could you just give me one kiss on my forehead? So, the doctor tells me that she froze in front of me. She trusted me. She saw me as, you know, grandfather, because I was of that age. And she never expected from her grandfather doctor. So she froze and she turned around and she left my surgery, never to step in again. And the doctor tells me, whole life of, you know, honor, so to say, respect. Right at the end, and Alapak's system was such, a few weeks or so later, this doctor passed away as well. What I'm getting at is, we can hide and hide, but then sometimes it explodes in different ways. And especially in the times we are living in right now, yesterday, the other day, phone call came in. Similar related thing, what happened? Now we in the madrasa. Yeah, those boys probably don't have the beard. And sometimes we're taking some other enjoyment from the inside. It's an illness. It's a weakness. I got my satiza around me. While I'm young, I can treat myself quickly. But if I'm going to allow time to continue, then it gets deeply rooted. And then after that, to come out of an addiction, it becomes very difficult. So the person who is humble, he'll go up to the ustaz and say, it's my weakness. I did it again. I saw it again. I took it again. I went there again. I cancelled her number and Molana, she phoned me again. They're different, and you'll be amazed at times. You know, sometimes our one strong point is another person's super weak point. For example, a person who's not on drugs, he can't even take the smell of drug from a distance. He can't take it. And you can't imagine how do people put it down their system. But the one who's in the drug, he can't leave it. So every person got something that's gripped him, gripping him, melting him. And we can't keep bottling it. While we're still students, while we're still under the care of our asatiza, while we're still learners, humbly we accept our weakness. We correct ourselves. Otherwise, if from now that arrogance and that attitude that there's nothing wrong with me, I'm fine, then we're not going to improve in any way. This one book, I saw it in the shelf as well outside, and just got printed now. That modern to modest. You got 14 lives changing, and what made them change. So in one of them there, this one girl, after she changed much later, so she writes right at the end, after changing her life. Because the day comes and a person says, I had enough now. I took enough. I did enough. I'm tired. You know, a time comes and a person wants to change. So she writes there that when I think of how many strange boys and strange men saw me in those tight-fitting, revealing dressing, and the feeling is, I wish that you can just crawl into some small place and cry and hope that Allah has mercy on me. So this she's writing now, late in her life. Now we all are young now, young in our life. So sometimes we don't realize with that cell phone, I sent one message. Or I sent one private photo. And I did it in fun. And I don't know what Allah actually got in plan for me. What I mean is, maybe after 10 years, Allah accepted me to become a hazrat of my locality. And I changed now, mashallah. But my nasty friends of the past, they had those messages stored and those terrible photos stored as well. And now just when the ummah is receiving me, Allah Pak is accepting me, and those old nasty friends of mine are viraling my past. Those old messages of mine and some of those terrible photos of mine. Last year Ramadan, so Mufti Ibrahim Salih said it was almost the end of the Ramadan. So by means of an analogy, example explained that a youngster has a set health pattern. Now and then you get a cold, otherwise he's stable. That's a youngster. But person gets old, now the health pattern is very irregular. The old man wakes up in the morning, he's fine. After a few hours, he's like knocked out at times, and then he's fine again, very unstable. So this example of Tisa said, an example, that at one stage, this dunya, this world was in its youth. So it had a set weather pattern. We had something called winter, something called summer, set, stable. Now this world has entered into old age. We're coming to the end of time. So, in the middle of winter, you get summer. Middle of summer, there's winter. Irregular. Then Mufti Sahib said, closing down sale. There's a shop closing down sale. What happens there? The item is 100 and normal. But closing down sale, you can take it for 10 rand now. Closing down sale. It was 100 and normal. But now this shop is closing down. You can take it for 10 rand now. Closing down sale. So those days, to become that only very close friend of Allah, there was so much extra we had to do. Extra fasting, so much extra tahajjud, so much. And then a person became that wali, that friend of Allah. But now there's like a closing down sale. Allah Ta'ala made it so easy for us. My banna, my servant, you do a little bit and you make close friend. Little bit and you make close friend. Then Mufti Sahib explained after that. Now Shaitan is watching this whole scene. Now this can't happen now. So easy. Everyone is slipping out of my hands. So Shaitan had to now pull everything out at once. And it's all happening through that screen. Person on that screen is all being pulled out at once. How many a person will say, I started off so innocent, and where I ended off, where I ended off. We are still students. We can quickly remedy it. Otherwise, if I'm addicted to the science already, later on it becomes very frightening what's happening. So we humbly accept. While we're in madrasa, I got weaknesses. I got my asatis around me. I'll end up on this last point. If Ibrahim Sahib says that, keep trying, don't get frustrated. Keep trying, don't get frustrated. Keep trying to give it up, whatever it may be. Don't get frustrated that, but Mulana, you know how many times I tried to give up that habit? How many promises I made and I broke it? Keep trying, don't get frustrated. Trying is our department, our effort. That complete change, that is Allah's decision. I do what's in my control. Keep trying. When Allah Ta'ala will give me that complete hidayat and guidance, that's Allah Ta'ala's decision. But keep trying. The junior wrote to the elder that how many times I made intention to stop and I went back to it. So now I don't even feel like making intention of stopping anymore. The elder wrote back to the junior, even if you don't feel like making that intention again, make that intention. Because we don't know on which intention a literal decision takes place. Because that's how shaitan makes us feel at times, that I got no hope. So keep trying. Don't get frustrated. A little accept us. Jazakumullah.